You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Mostly we work on Martin Luther King Day and then go volunteer our time in the community. W.E.B. Du Bois Center is usually where we go. Mm-hmm. Of course, coronavirus cut a lot of volunteer opportunities for folks. A lot of the celebrations for Dr. King went online, went virtual. Mm. Incoming President Joe Biden and incoming Vice President Kamala Harris volunteered their time on yesterday as plans for tomorrow's inauguration continue.
I watched 60 Minutes on Sunday night. They talking about having the same or a similar type of security detail as they did for the Super Bowl after 9/11. Crazy.
I went and canceled my room that I had booked. My initial plans were to go to the inauguration, but since
really
all of the foolishness, yeah, they've had to change the plans. It's not open to the public anymore. You can watch it virtually. Here at home, Missouri and Kansas Capitol buildings are preparing for possible protests during the inauguration.
Are you talking about domestic terrorism? Talking about that too? Lord. The times we living in now where the state capitals are in danger.
And that's the site where you're supposed to go and protest, but you're protesting on a lie. There was no widespread fraud, but you cannot convince people of that at this point. And it's just sad that there's such a large population of people who have been bamboozled and led astray.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting their own livelihoods on the line to go and protest a fool's errand.
Shay, I saw somebody tweet yesterday. There was a video of the Capitol attack. And somebody said, do y'all really think they're going to arrest these people? Yes! They attack lawmakers. The people who make the laws. They are going under the jail, fam.
We should have had the young man on Flex on Your Ex who called the FBI on his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
She's the one who stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and she was trying to sell it to Russian operatives.
Really? You serious?
That happened. They're looking for her right now. Her ex-boyfriend called and was like, hey, yo. She says she had a friend in Russia, and she's going to mail the laptop to them, and that person in Russia is going to find someone to sell it to. But what she didn't know was that computer was just used for presentation. It didn't have any files or any information on it. She just used it, you know, whenever they would have the overhead projection.
Nah, she was on a dummy mission.
Yeah.
Well.
But they going to get you, sis.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the mid-40s. Right now you got light fog and 30 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Of course, Capricorns are the number one sign in the zodiac.
Here you go.
Saturday being the birthday of the late, great Aaliyah. Fans been asking for years, please release her music on streaming services.
Good luck. Was it Barry Hankerson? Is he the one that got control of that?
The family released a statement saying they know folks have been asking for this. And they said, quote, we hear you and we see you. While we share your sentiments and desire to have Aaliyah's music released, we must acknowledge that these matters are not within our control and unfortunately take time. Our inability to share Aaliyah's music and artistry with the world has been as difficult for us as it has been for all of you. Our priority has always been and will continue to be Aaliyah's music.
Yeah. I know it's kind of sad, but, you know, business must be handled.
So part of the problem is Black Ground Records is now defunct, and her second and third albums are distributed by different labels. So there's a couple of different situations that are going on all at once, and they're trying to, you know, get the business piece together. But, you know, the fans are the ones who are suffering.
Right, absolutely. And I do got a remix, though, you know what I'm saying, that people need to hear my Aaliyah remix. Have you heard it, Shay?
No.
You ain't.
Shut up, Brian.
Be shy. Hey! Tell me that ain't cold blooded. Hey. I know you like that, don't you?
Girls, don't waste your pretty. Listen to your sister, Shay Moore, when I tell you. So Cassie was with Diddy for what, 10 years, no ring, no babies. He just wouldn't do. That dog wouldn't hunt. She gets with her new man. I don't think they dated 10 weeks. He wifed her and gave her a baby ASAP Rocky. Well, the couple is expecting baby number two right now.
Ow.
Congratulations.
I'm trying to tell you, if he won't do, you gotta let him go.
Puffy don't care. Do what you
want
to do.
Did I say anything about Puffy, right? Or did I say girls don't waste your pretty?
You did.
You're not able to follow along.
Girls,
don't waste your pretty. I know who I'm talking to.
You said she was with Diddy for what? 10 years?
I'm talking to the ladies. Why are you in women's business?
Oh, here you go.
Why are you? No, I'm being serious. Why are you in women's business?
You brought this topic up on this show.
Why are you in
this
women's business? I said ladies.
This show is for us to discuss together.
I said, girls, don't waste your pretty. And what about that went inside your body and made you want to react?
Period.
Because I got to defend my fellas. That's why.
Oh, Lord. Now, see if you can defend this. Bow Wow says that he dated Keisha Cole and Blac Chyna. He says he's going to be naming a song after each of his exes on his new album.
Oh, Lord. I saw that video yesterday, and I just thought it was the lamest thing of all time. Bow Wow ain't a part of the men I was defending. Let's be clear with that, especially these actions. Come on, dawg. Really? Who's the messiest person you know? It's a man. And it is not me. Come on now. I'm messy, Shay. Seriously, I'm offended by that. I'm offended.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm gonna look for some tissues for your issues.
Go ahead. Might not have no show after the break, y'all.
Yes, we will. I ain't going nowhere. Yes, we are.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Today, y'all finally let me in on the radio. My name is Tashida Renice Myrick. And I've been calling y'all for the longest, and y'all finally let me in on the radio.
Well, that wouldn't be something to be mad about. You should be happy about that, but
I'm happy about it, Shay.
How long did it take you to learn how to spell your whole name?
It didn't take me long.
What is it again?
Tashida Renice Myrick.
Yeah, it took you at least to the fifth grade to spell all that. Have a good one.
Yes, who?
We're going to start things off with gravel.
Gravel?
Just spell the word.
G-R-A-V-L.
No, Chucky, you spelled gravel.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the morning grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the morning grind with Shay and Shine.
Hey, good morning, 652. What up, Max Sauce? Highs in the mid-40s, some sun later on. Right now, you're cloudy and 30 in Lee Summit.
I got my tickets. $850 million jackpot tonight.
Oh.
Mega Millions.
That's sexy.
Isn't it? Yeah. Every time there's a big jackpot like this, I feel 100% in my spirit that I'm going to win.
Be sexy.
I am worry-free. I know that I'm winning that money tonight, Brian.
Oh, really? So what's the feeling you usually get afterward?
Shock.
Oh. Shock?
Really? Yes. I am 100% sure that I'm going to win this money tonight.
I need that money.
And you will be stressed out in the morning as you try to figure out who going to do this show with you.
You know you ain't winning that.
No, I don't. Brian, you don't understand how my faith is set up.
Do you live where the money resides?
Yes. How stressed do you think you are normally on a scale of 1 to 10?
I do worry about some stuff. I would say mid. I'll probably be a 5.
Well, you're not like most Missourians. There was a study that was conducted in the state of Missouri. Folks who live in our city, folks who reside in our state, were named the most stressed in 2020.
Really? Missouri?
Yep.
Out of the all 50 states of the Union, Missouri is the most stressed? How did they figure that out?
They said that Missourians spend on average 3 hours and 18 minutes per day worrying about things.
Give me that stat again.
The next...
How long?
3 hours and 18 minutes.
That's a long time.
Then Mississippians are behind us with 3 hours and 12 minutes of worry per day. Then West Virginia, 3 hours and 6 minutes per day.
Where the big states at? Like New York, California, Texas? They not worried about nothing?
No, clearly.
I guess.
72% of Americans overall believe 2020 was the most stressful year that they've lived through, with top stressors being finances, followed by COVID-19 and the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I generally worry about catching that thing, going out to get gas or going to the convenience store to Quick Trip or something. I do worry about that.
Do you keep hand sanitizer right there? That's how I do. I filled my tank up yesterday, and as soon as I touch the handle and let it go,
oh yeah,
spray it in my hand. And
I got those on deck at all times. I wear my mask, all that, but I still worry about that. So it could be something to that, Shay.
Are you worried about our chances of winning on Sunday?
Hell no.
Well, we got a playoff song.
Uh-oh.
Representing those Kansas City Chiefs. This is a weird time for me. I spent many years working in Buffalo. I actually am very known there, and we're gonna be playing those Bills.
You gotta pick a side. I know that.
You already know what it is. Somebody went on my Facebook and was like, "Well, what you gonna do? You gonna wear half Bills jersey, half?" I said, "No, I'm a Chiefs fan, son."
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Boy, I love losing Super Bowls. Talking about them Buffalo Bills.
Do they now?
Fans out there praying that our QB Patrick Mahomes doesn't start on Sunday. According to sources, Patrick Mahomes went through the concussion protocol, but he apparently didn't have a concussion, Brian.
Yeah, his head never hit the ground. It looked like he got kind of choked out, and that's why he was wobbly a little bit during the game.
They say he had a pinched nerve in his neck, and we'll find out more as the days go on this week what the final outcome will be. So, of course, we're anticipating an influx of Bills Mafia. So we had to get ready, welcome them to the town with another Chiefs song. Let's go. I ain't trying to be funny, but the Bills QB, Josh Allen, he just learned how to throw last year. Y'all ain't been in the playoffs in 25 years. You ready?
Let's go.
Represent, Kingdom represent, Kansas City.
Represent,
hey, Kingdom represent,
hey, rep the set,
rep it,
need 100%,
gang gang,
running back,
choose,
chase another bag, hey,
big bag,
playoffs,
hey, time to take off,
we go,
playoffs, time to take off,
hey, represent,
hey,
Kingdom represent,
Kansas City,
represent,
Kingdom represent.
is brisk with the cold winter wind. Burr. Spotlight, Kansas right. City, we the trend.
Number one.
On a mission for the body, number three.
Big rings.
Nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream.
Let's work.
High stakes, make us play accordingly.
Good.
Landlord, gotta take authority.
Give me that.
Ignore the talk. All the extra commentary.
Daddy Patty.
We the champs, and Patrick's extraordinary.
1-5.
Gotta take it by any means necessary.
We need
parade
that.
Parade coming, first week of February.
Big bottles.
Represent.
Kingdom represent. Kansas City.
Represent.
What?
Kingdom represent. Ayy, rep the set.
Rep it.
Need 100%.
Gang, gang.
Running back.
Chief.
Chasing out the bag. Ayy.
Big bag.
Playoffs.
Hey, time to take off.
We gone. Playoffs.
Time to take off.
Represent.
Hey,
Kingdom represent.
Kansas City
represent. Kingdom represent.
I'm just saying, y'all know him for chicken wings, not football.
Chase Kingdom, let's go.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 40s, sunny skies. Right now you're cloudy and 31 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our Aquarius celebrity friends.
Love Aquarius.
Rapper Mac Miller. It's would have been his birthday.
Yeah, he passed away.
Movie director Antoine Fuqua. He's married to my girl Lila Roshan. He had a whole scandal with Nikki Murphy. Eddie Murphy's ex. Remember that?
Nicole Murphy.
Yeah, they was, I call her Nikki.
Oh, okay.
He's 55 today. Olympic gold medalist Al Joyner is 61. You remember Trey Lorenz. He had a song out back in the day. He's 52. Comedian Paul Rodriguez is 66 today. Actor Sean Wayans is the big 5-0. Rapper Lil Scrappy is 37.
Up and down my eyes.
Hey!
Dolly Parton still holding on. She's 75 years old. Paula Deen is 74. DJ Self is 35 today. And daughter of Kobe and Vanessa Bryant, Natalia Bryant, is 18 today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 19th.
So some folks are speculating that Lil Wayne will be among the 100 pardons that Donald Trump is expected to make in his final day of office today.
100, huh?
Yep, including some of his own kids and himself.
Of course.
Preemptively. Some people were alleging that maybe Lil Wayne paid for this pardon. I don't know.
Perhaps. I mean, I would if I was, you know, I'd pay for a pardon.
No word yet on if Trump is going to pardon Kodak Black, as some folks have been asking him to do.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
So you've seen the video of Bow Wow at a nightclub with literally, looked like thousands of people there. Definitely it was a more than several hundred inside of a nightclub, and the mayor of their city, Sylvester Turner, said, quote, "These events that are scheduled with Bow Wow today in Houston are on our radar.
Uh-oh.
Other bars, clubs that are operating as restaurants beyond capacity and social distancing requirements, please expect visits. Today we report 1,964 new cases and 17 more deaths." So Bow Wow responded with, "Mr. Mayor, why you blaming me though? Like, this is crazy. You acting like this was a Bow Wow weekend. Why you singling me out? I'm asking respectfully. I'm just an easy target. I'm the celeb that gets the most attention."
Come on, man. What? You can't even handle this little tweet from the mayor.
So it's easy to just put it on me. I don't think he's the celebrity with the most attention. But go ahead, my guy.
Man, you corny. Does he not know Beyonce is from Houston?
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Cop a squat. Pay attention. That free legal advice is now.
Stacey Shaw, we need it. What's good?
Hey, so good morning. Today we're talking about five common mistakes
that I see people make in cases before they hire an attorney and how you can avoid them. So the first one is giving a recorded statement to an insurance company after a car wreck. And so a lot of times after a car wreck, if you, especially if you are not deemed to be at fault, the insurance company is not going to tell you. And so they'll ask you to make a recorded statement. Anything that you say in that recorded statement is going to be used against you in the negotiation of your case. And so make sure that you do not make that statement without consulting an attorney. The second thing is, if you're in a car wreck, never admit fault. Even if you think that you ran the light or you think that you crashed into somebody, do not admit fault. Just exchange your insurance information with them, because fault in an insurance case or a personal injury case is a matter of law. So unless you're going to make a legal determination right then, just don't say anything. The next thing is pleading guilty or taking a simple traffic ticket to trial. If you have a simple speeding ticket, a lot of times it is less expensive for you to hire an attorney to get an amendment rather than risking a trial, getting the points if you're found guilty, and then having to pay for an appeal. And the fourth mistake is that even when people do need to have an appeal for a traffic ticket or a municipal case that they've lost, they wait too long to file the appeal. Remember, you only have 10 days if you are found guilty after your trial, or you, if you plead guilty, you have 30 days to turn that around. But if you are found guilty at trial, you only have 10 days to appeal. And the last one is ignoring notices from administrative proceedings. That is the kiss of death, because a lot of times, especially in child support cases, if you don't answer the paperwork, then they will enter a default judgment against you, and then you will owe whatever amount is determined that you owe. And a lot of times it's hundreds of dollars more than you would have owed if you answered the questions on the paperwork that you get from the administrative agency. And so if you have questions about legal cases, we take traffic, criminal, family law, and personal injury cases. You can always call us at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com, on all social media, including TikTok, at StacyShawLaw. And today is Tuesday, so we're calling for complete peace on Tuesdays. We wear black in solidarity with victims of all types of violence, and we ask for complete peace. Shout out to all of the organizers for the Scott Ikey Warming Center, located on 5th and Harrison, and that allows people that are not able to find shelter to sleep there overnight, to avoid sleeping out in the cold and freezing temperatures. And so if you're interested in donating, please hit me up, and we need volunteers. So until next time, we're bringing power to the people by bringing knowledge to you. So I'll see you next time at 7:35. Good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I almost don't believe this story, Brian, but apparently it's true. A man who was on his way back home to California, he had a layover in Chicago. Some kind of way he whipped himself up into a frenzy and was afraid that he was going to catch coronavirus on the plane. This happened in October. This man has been living in the airport since October, like that movie with Tom Hanks back in the day.
What? And you got to be kidding me. What movie?
It was a movie where he was in the airport and he was scared to leave the airport, so he lived there.
Wow.
For several months. I don't remember the name of it, but okay. I've seen it.
That's a fair phobia.
No, it is not.
I think it is, though. I can understand it.
How did he wash himself? Where was he sleeping?
Okay,
did he eat?
Now look.
How did you pay your bills back at your house in California? No, that's not normal.
No. Look, I'm not condoning that part. I'm just saying scared to fly. Now, after that,
Why did you go? Why did you go?
Sometimes, Shay, it don't hit you at that time. Sometimes, like, they got the chicken line when you get on a roller coaster. At the last second, you get off.
So the alternative to that is to stay living in the airport.
No, you're not
months?
Supposed to do that. He's supposed to go home. But I'm just saying, I get why he wouldn't want to fly. You don't get that. You ain't scared of nothing. You such a G. You ain't scared of nothing, Shay.
Brian, the alternative wouldn't be to stay there. Go and get a rental car and drive home then. That just doesn't make any sense. That's completely crazy.
I'm not arguing with you about that. I'm just saying I get why he wouldn't want to fly. Of course he should have went home. So you've never like been like, okay, I'm not scared of this. I'm going to do this today. And then you get there and then...
When I went to Mexico last year, I was in the line. I had walked up, I'm talking about probably 40 or 50 flights of stairs to get up to the top to, what do you call that? Zip line.
Mm-hmm.
And I backed out at the last minute. I said, you know what, fam? I think I can go the rest of my life without doing this. Because once
fun.
They put me, no, I was literally in the harness, mm-hmm. and the guy was like, okay, let go. And you know what, sir? I'm going to need you to unhook this. He was like, no, just go ahead. Nah, fam, I'm not going. I was like, no. But my alternative wasn't to just
stay in the jungle.
Stay up there for the rest of my life. Yeah. No.
Well, hopefully that man is doing well.
I tell you, friend, you can see everybody's way for everything.
I have the gift of looking at different point of views and understanding where people will be coming from. I get it, because different things happen. Everything don't happen the same.
So stay in the airport for 3 months.
I'm not condoning that. I'm condoning him not flying now. He should have went home. You need to learn that gift of understanding different perspectives.
If it doesn't make sense, it just doesn't make sense to me. I can't do that.
I get it. Kansas City, if your ex don't make sense, hit us up. Oh, yeah, it's time to flex on your ex on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103. Gems.
Flex on your ex.
Hey, I need a $20 backpack for your daughter, but you're making songs about how you have $300K in the bank and you're mentioning your baby mama in the song.
Wowzers.
Is Drake your baby daddy?
Nope.
Because he'd be the one to be lying on songs like
that. He wouldn't do that. He's got millions upon millions of millions of dollars. She wouldn't have to go anywhere for a $20 backpack. So that doesn't make any
sense. Yeah, and I'm like, hey, your daughter wants a Justice backpack. It's on sale. Let's buy it. No, I can't afford it right now, but you just put a song, $300K in the bank. Okay.
Wow. He had to make that Hot 16. He had to put in on that studio time. Studio time expensive, but he got to buy that book bag too, though.
Yeah, what, the baby supposed to carry her books in a Price Chopper bag?
Exactly. You got $300K in the bank, and then you're talking about your baby mama in the song.
He's a bum. Well, you should make a diss track.
I was just thinking that, Brian.
Hold on. I made some money on that.
Brian.
I mean, attention, right? Don't I get like a commission off that or something? Mm.
No, you don't get no commission. But Brian, beatbox for her. Let's see if you got some skills, girl.
Old school style.
What do you say? Baby mama calling, I'll be on that drone. I'd be hanging up the phone quit.
Wowzers.
Gotta get on beat.
We gotta work. We'll work on that later, sis. But thank you for calling up this morning.
Have a good one.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, highs in the mid-40s today. Sunny skies. Right now, you are partly sunny and 33 at the Grammy Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Out of all of Beyonce's extensive catalog, there's a song that makes the ladies wind their body, everybody. That would be her collaboration with Sean Paul called Baby Boy.
Right.
Sean Paul admitted that during the shooting of the video, Jay-Z was kind of stalking, make sure wasn't nothing crazy happening on the set.
What?
Say we never feel comfortable while him around.
Do it again for me.
Brian. It has to flow naturally. You can't like try to make me do it on cue.
Oh, it sounds good.
It bubbles out of my soul.
It sounds
good.
When
it wants.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That was fantastic.
Oh my goodness.
Booyaka, booyaka.
Stop, Brian. You know that artistry is artistry. So you know every time them ting de guan.
Yes.
Is what he said. Yes. In other words, the artistry is the artistry. And that's all that was going on.
Yeah, fam, yeah. Yeah, and that was when they was fresh together.
Sure, Paul was type fine. I'm just trying to tell you.
Well, because you know? I used to look like him too. So, you know, when I had braids.
Boy, bye. Did you have a bag of candy or something they wanted?
Oh, yeah. Booyaka, booyaka.
Wendy Williams is calling out her own brother after he released a video saying that she didn't even attend their mother's funeral.
Tommy, let me tell you something right now. All you are is my brother. You better stop talking the way you're talking, because now it's dripping into my comment page. See, I wasn't searching for Tommy. Honey, you don't want me to start pegging you to be the person that you are. With full-blown receipts, I could fill the audience with receipts, with the leftovers all the way around the block. You are my brother. Let's keep it that way. If you want to talk on the internet, then you talk about the things that you think you know about yourself. You don't want to talk about the things that I know about you. For sure.
That's messy.
For sure.
Oh, we might have got another one.
For sure.
I feel so sad.
Yeah.
All you are is my brother? Like...
I can't imagine. I immediately thought about my brothers and my sister. And I can never imagine talking to them like that to their face. But on your TV show, fam, something's bad going on, Shay.
That
ain't good.
It's not. Well, her biopic will be out January 30th.
I talked to Mr. Gray about that, too. Mr. Tony Gray. Yeah, he was surprised because it came on Entertainment Tonight. And he was watching the TV, and his part just came on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Tony Gray.
It's going to be legendary. It was so...
That's what he did.
Speaking of legendary,
uh-huh.
We've been doing this for mad years, and we ain't going to stop. I ain't trying to be funny, but the Bills QB, Josh Allen, he just learned how to throw last year. Y'all ain't been in the playoffs in 25 years. You ready?
Let's go. Represent, kingdom represent, Kansas City.
Represent,
hey, kingdom represent.
Hey, rep the set.
Rep it.
Need 100%.
Gang, gang.
Run it back.
Choose.
Chase another bag. Hey.
Big bag.
Playoffs.
Hey, time to take off.
We go.
Playoffs. Time to take off.
Hey, represent.
Hey,
kingdom represent.
Kansas City.
Represent.
Kingdom represent.
Hey.
Whoa.
Here we go again.
Yep.
The morning grind back with another hit.
Beep.
The air is brisk with the cold winter wind.
Burr.
Spotlight,
right.
Kansas City, we the trend.
Number one.
On a mission full of body number three.
Big rings.
Nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream.
Let's work.
High stakes, make us play accordingly.
Good.
Landlord, gotta take authority.
Give me that.
Ignore the talk. All the extra commentary.
Daddy Patty.
We the champs, and Patrick's extraordinary.
1-5.
Gotta take it by any means necessary.
We need
parade
that.
Coming first week of February.
Big bottles.
Represent.
Hey, kingdom represent.
Kansas
City.
Represent.
What?
Kingdom represent.
Hey,
rep the set.
Rep it.
Need 100%.
Gang, gang.
Running back.
Chief.
Chase another bag.
Hey, big bag.
Playoffs.
Hey, time to take off.
We gone.
Playoffs. Time to take off.
Represent.
Hey.
Kingdom represent.
Kansas City.
Represent. Kingdom represent.
I'm just saying. Y'all know him for chicken wings, not football.
Chase Kingdom, let's go.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's Siren.
All right, let's see what you got.
It was just like two ways on me. I'm your king, be my queen. And what do you wanna do tonight? My truck is parked out front, so let's ride.
Can read your mind, baby.
Hey.
I know what you're thinking.
What I'm thinking.
So you want to give me that money?
I need that money.
Okay, see.
Me neither. Neither can Shay.
No, I sound good. Speak for yourself.
I don't sound good, but it's okay.
You got entered into a grand prize joint for your shot. Get $1,000 in cold cash, and you automatically qualify for a chance to get that ultimate Super Bowl house party, all right?
Oh, thank you. I'm sitting up here at Providence Medical Center with my husband in the emergency room, so thank you.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, tell us what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jams, baby. Don't forget to slam my Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making deposit.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
The hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.